Please rise as we do continue with the time of the prayers of the church. In our prayers this morning, we are going to uplift the Schultz family with as Rob is in the hospital undergoing some more tests, and we'll pray for Colleen too as she cares for Rob. We're also going to pray for families that are mourning the loss of loved ones, the Crocker family, as they mourn the loss of Diane's aunt Elma, and then also the DeWeese family as they just gathered yesterday here at Peace and for a celebration of life for Donna. We also have something to give thanksgiving for this morning. The Schultzes were blessed with a new granddaughter this week. Little baby Elena was born to Tim and Raina Schultz. They've been on our prayer list for quite some time, but we can give thanks for the gift of life for Tim and Raina. Let us bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, you sent your Son to be the light of the world. Send out messengers and missionaries to share the light of Christ in every corner of the earth, that people from every tribe, nation, and language would follow Jesus. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, there are many in this world who live in the darkness of depression, anxiety, and mental illness. Help us to be the light to those in dark places, to encourage them to seek medical assistance, and to accept them as your beloved children. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, you called your church the light of the world and a city on a hill. Shine your light down on the churches in Philomath so that they may reflect it to the world. Today we uplift College United Methodist Church. Let their lives and work be a bright light wherever there is darkness. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, we pray for people facing the challenge of having limited resources. We especially pray for our ministry partner, Love Inc., as they support, assist, and care for people. Shine your light through their work so that each student, each person, may know you through them. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, strengthen all those who are poor, homeless, hungry, oppressed, or in need in any way. Help us to see these people as your creations in need of your mercy and light, just as we are. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, look with favor upon all who are sick, injured, and recovering. Those we name today, the families that are mourning the loss of loved ones, the Crockers, as well as the DeWeese family. Be with them in their travels. May they be united together as a family and celebrate your rich promises of eternal life. Lord, we give you thanksgiving for the gift of life, for baby Elena, and answered prayer for Tim and Raina with the gift of Elena. We pray for Rob today and that you'd ease his heart and comfort any pain that he has and ease Colleen too, that she can focus on caring for Rob and really focusing on your love for them. We also uplift the names that we mentioned today on our prayer list: John, Bob, Bev, Steve, Courtney, Riley, Cole, Daryl and Janine, Kyla, Jennifer, Jeff, Deanna and Corky, Pamela, Andrew and Emily, Steve, Alan, Sarah, Iggy, Janet, Jan, Janie, Darlene, Zola, and Rick. And all those who are ill this day, recovering from recent illness. Have mercy upon them and heal them according to your good and gracious will. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, we commend all of these things to your infinite mercies, which are new every morning. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.